we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Andre Malley in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you just heard, once again, we have four most exciting and experienced players of the game. So let me right away ask them all in turn if they can speak for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, without deviating from the subject which is on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Clement Freud. And Clement, the subject that Ian has thought of is fan mail. Can you talk about that for 60 seconds starting now?
Fan mail is rather like chain mail.
Kenneth Williams,
hesitation.
Yes, right away, I agree, it was a definite hesitation. Rather keen and rather sharp right at the beginning of the show, but it was a hesitation. Kenneth, a correct challenge, so you gain a point and you take over the subject,
right.
There are 56 seconds left. Fan mail starting now.
Mine is never ending. It's like some great stream through the letterbox and includes extraordinary items. I've had lots of air. I've even had a bit of cake sent to me. Someone said we'd like you to be in on the celebrations we enjoyed so much, as you have given us so much pleasure.
Andre Melly challenged.
A repetition of two lots of so much.
There was so much and so much and so much pleasure and so much cake and so much frivolity. Andre, I agree with that challenge, so you gain a point and, of course, the subject, and there are 35 seconds left on fan mail starting now.
The fan mail I've received has mostly been from women, which is somehow a little bit disappointing. I occasionally get a lonely soldier who writes a very long, nice letter.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Oh, I don't think so, no. No, I thought you were going to say something else. No, I don't think she hesitated, so I disagree with that challenge. So Andre gets a point for a wrong challenge, and there are 26 seconds on fan mail, Andre, starting now.
They usually want a photograph, or at least that you'll reply and give them your autograph. It's an extraordinary thing to write a fan letter to somebody you don't know. I have done it two or three times to actresses that I thought were simply marvellous in particular parts they've played, but they were people that I had met once or twice. I don't think...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Written letters once or twice, didn't she?
Yeah, did I?
Yes, she wrote letters, and that's right. You met them once or twice. So, Derek, a correct challenge for you, and there are 6 seconds on fan mail starting now.
I did once receive a fan letter. It was from a Miss Mary...
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
The subject is fan mail, not a fan letter.
Yes, but you see, a fan letter is part of your fan mail. So that was an incorrect challenge. I disagree.
Again.
Derek has... You tried to get in very clearly before the time.
No, I tried to challenge.
And so it was a good challenge. But I disagree with it. So there are 4 seconds on fan mail with you, Derek, starting now.
One of the most enjoyable things on long summer evenings is the sharp shilling stamp on an old tiny stand. Put in the letterbox.
After 60 seconds, in Messiter blows a whistle that tells us the time is up, and whoever is speaking at that second gains the extra point. It was Derek Nimmo who's got a commanding lead at the end of the first round, and it is so nice in the first round of the show to have heard from everybody for once. Derek, we'd like you to begin the next round. The subject is Anything I Like, and would you talk about Anything I Like for 60 seconds starting now?
Anything I Like is really rather a comprehensive question to be given to one, isn't it, really? Because I think I can talk
Clement
about...
Clement Freud's challenge. Why?
Really?
Deviation.
Why?
Well, it's not... it's an answer.
A comprehensive question to be given with one. Yes.
You're asking me to speak about him. That's surely...
Yes, but you're quite... It's a clever challenge.
Is it?
Anything I Like.
Remotely clever. I mean, it's rather boring. Rather dreary. Like most of his challenges, actually.
A comprehensive question, deviation. It is not a question. It is a statement. It could be an answer, as Clement said. Clement, I agree with that challenge. So you have 53 seconds on Anything I Like, starting now.
Of all the things I like... and the subject Anything I Like is surely permitted to embrace this. Derek Nimmo is probably my favourite thing. I was going to say I prefer him to cats, bicycles, and metronomes.
Kenneth Williams,
the hesitation. You're
yes.
All going ridiculous.
It's going as slow as you go sometimes, wasn't it?
No, I'm always very fast on this game. People always say to me after that, how do you talk so quickly? It's quite incredible.
Incredibly how you talk, incredibly quickly.
Definitely anyway, hesitation.
Yes, definitely. He couldn't think of any more strange things with which to compare Derek Nimmo. I Agree with the challenge, therefore, Kenneth. We're now going to hear from you on the subject of anything I like, and there are 33 seconds left, starting now.
Anything I like is characterized by the fact that it will, of course, be of impeccable taste. Everybody says, what nice things you have, and nice things you wear.
And Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Repetition of nice things.
Yes. Ah, but I meant nice first time pleasant, and nice second time precise.
What about you mean for things?
Eh?
You said things twice as well.
Oh, things, yes. Oh, well. I have to say, I think you're being very pedantic.
I don't think he is.
You'll be very repetitious.
No, I agree with it, Charlie. I will give you the first challenge, which is the one I'm supposed to accept, which was nice. And there are 20 seconds left for you, Derek, on anything I like, starting now.
I once saw a rather strange monk wandering through a field, and I thought to myself, this is what I would like to be. I would like to be a...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of I would like to be.
I would like to be that phrase.
That's right.
Repeated.
Very well listened, I think.
Not very sportingly given away that day. All right. There are 8 seconds on anything I like, starting now.
A fish finger on a summer's afternoon. Sitting in the cricket pavilion.
Kenneth Williams has challenged. Why?
A fish finger on a summer afternoon can't sit anywhere. On a summer afternoon sitting in the cricket pavilion. Sit or stand, poor thing.
You're quite right,
has it, is it?
I did think he was going on to say that it wasn't the fish finger that was sitting in a pavilion, but and he was going on like that. But
Get out of it. Don't try that.
What he was going to say.
Yes.
But as it was such a lovely challenge, I think we'll give you the benefit of the doubt, because we love to hear from you. And Clement, for once, is in fourth place, which has never happened before. So we'll be a little tough here on Clement, because I think he was going on with something else. Give you the subject with 2 seconds to go on anything I like, starting now.
Anything I like has got to be...
Kenneth struck a chord there which brought applause from the audience, not only for the thought, but also the fact he was speaking when the whistle went. And, Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. Forget-me-nots. Can you talk about forget-me-nots for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, under the botanical name, I think they're myosotis. They're very pretty little things, and I must say, you know, this idea of the token meaning that you will not forget the person who gave them to you is beautiful and rather charming, and could be said to be almost adumbrated to the idea of consolation. And perhaps there in that tribute lies the very thing for which we are all searching on this road to which we...
Oh, what a
hesitation, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm not surprised after all that. Hesitation, a dry up. So anyway, he searched down his road and got lost. Derek, I agree with your challenge, and there are 28 seconds on forget-me-nots, starting now.
The bowline, the reef, and the clove hitch are some of the knots that I would most like to forget.
Kenneth Williams.
The subject forget-me-nots is hyphenated, so we can't have knots.
Well, actually, Kenneth, we do... I think we have established in the past that you take what you hear, not...
No, forget-me-nots are flowers. You can't talk about reef knots and
no,
sheep
no,
knots.
No, it's what you
knots.
Hear,
otherwise,
Kenneth.
We'd all gone about our granny, couldn't we? Or about sheep flowers.
Well, that's exactly what Derek is doing.
How is your knots on the card spell?
It doesn't matter. It's how it sounds.
Is it?
Otherwise, you'd have the subject in front of you and study it for ages before we started. And then you would not forget me not, would you? 22 seconds on forget me not, Sir Derek, starting now.
When I was a Boy Scout, I was always particularly prepared, and I always gave to my cup...
Andre Melly has challenged.
Repetition, two always. I'm not going to be intimidated.
If there were two always, you may have it, because that's a correct challenge. You have 11 seconds on forget-me-nots, starting now.
A hazy blue. How beautiful they look in an English garden, with the dew on them in the early morning and the sun rising in the sky. This is something specially...
Derek Nimmer has challenged. Why?
Repetition. She's using my dialogue. I always do a bit about early mornings and the dew and things. She doesn't do that.
I know, but she's perfectly limited to
repetition.
Well, she is, but it's
you can't, as long as you don't repeat what you said yourself, you can repeat what everybody else has said. I disagree with that challenge, Derek, so Andre has another point. And the 3 seconds on forget-me-nots, Andre, starting now.
If you cut this particular flower, it doesn't last very long.
Andre Melly gained quite a few points in that round. She has moved into second place behind Derek Nemo. Ken is still in third place, and Clement is still in fourth place. And Clement, it is your turn to begin. Women's beauty parlours. Why, Ear Messer, the thought of that subject for you to start with, I don't know. But would you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Ammon's Duty Palace is a place which I like to go to very much because of all the towns in the Middle East, that is probably my favorite one, and the palace contained therein has relics and memorabile of which I have written to my people and said, here is where you ought to spend your next evening.
Derek Nemo is challenged.
Hesitation. Name is just grinding to complete stop.
Yeah, and people were all fascinated to know what on earth he was talking about. Deviation, hesitation. Yes, but we'll have him for hesitation.
Why deviation?
No, I think it's disgraceful the way you're picking on people's mannerisms. Good gracious, I mean.
I know.
Got certain weaknesses.
Very
he's not a person that talks very quickly anyway. But to seize on people's weaknesses like that,
it's most unchivalrous
of you, Nemo. Horrid.
I think it was quite wrong of him to try and do it the same way that you do it.
Horrid, really horrid. I should apologize immediately.
No, hesitation, I agree, Derek. And you have the subject now with 32 seconds on women's beauty parlours, starting now.
I went to a woman's beauty parlour in Hong Kong. It was quite an extraordinary experience. The lady in charge elected to give me a massage, which I had not requested.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
The subject is ladies' beauty parlour. You wouldn't get a massage in a ladies' beauty parlour.
Oh, sure.
You obviously went to another kind of beauty parlour, so I think you're deviating from
the subject. Oh, yes, you can have a facial massage.
Now, this subject is woman's beauty parlour.
Yes, and in a woman's beauty parlour, you can have
a massage.
No, I said I went into a woman's beauty parlour.
And he had a massage.
Hong Kong.
It could be a facial massage.
No woman's beauty parlour would give him a massage. Now then, come on.
Why not? I'm not going to suggest it's because of... No, I mean, you can... You can have a massage. You can go to a woman's beauty parlour and have your hair cut by a female hairdresser, and they might massage your scalp at the same time. Does that satisfy you?
Well, if you go about to women's beauty parlours having yourself massaged...
Derek and I go together, usually in Hong Kong. Derek, I disagree with the challenge, so you have another point, and there are 23 seconds left on women's beauty parlours, starting now.
If you have a spare afternoon, go down the Brompton Road in London, in England,
Andre Merry has challenged.
Yeah, hesitation.
Yes, I agree. Yes, he couldn't think where he was in England. He's been away for so long. Andre, you have the subject now of women's beauty parlours with 17 seconds left, starting now.
They're usually decorated in a kind of pale pink or soft lilac. The people there have a particular attitude towards you.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Funny words, particular. Deviation.
Deviation on what?
She said particular. Yeah. Do you know she did?
Well, she was spitting and then saying particular. Anyway, it is very difficult when the words don't come out just pat like that, but I suppose it is deviation. Right. Derek, you have the subject and 9 seconds on women's beauty parlours, starting now.
The curious thing about women's beauty parlours is that they're mainly enfonced. I've lost the word again.
Hesitation.
After that word, I'm not surprised.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Absolute rubbish, I'm so sorry.
No. Give a woman's beauty parlour in Ponst somewhere.
That's
embarrassing.
Some
of the places you've been to abroad, I keep quiet about, Derek. Clement, I agree with the challenge. You have 4 seconds on women's beauty parlours, starting now.
If you walk down Oxford Street, you find more women's beauty parlours.
So he now has leapt forward to third place alongside Kenneth Williams. Andre still in second place. Derek's way out in the lead. Andre, your turn to begin. Enjoying myself. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I can enjoy myself up a mountain, down fairly low in the bottom of the sea, or in a very hot bath. That's one of the really nice places with lots of expensive soap and...
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
Yes, she got in that bath with the soap and it all went. She enjoyed herself too much and she dried up. There are 46 seconds on enjoying myself, Kenneth, starting now.
Enjoying myself is always accompanied by terrible feelings of guilt because one realizes that this very activity is, of course, indulgent. And the Christian ethic tells us that this is sinful. Well, of course, again and again.
Clement Foyle is challenged.
Repetition.
What?
Of course, again and again. You pick.
All right. I give it to you, Clement, and you have 31 seconds on enjoying myself, starting now.
I had a Latin master who said that enjoying yourself was an evil. On no account, he said, must...
Kenneth Williams...
Two sets.
Yes, I'm afraid so. The laughter is because Kenneth gets so excited when he gets one back at somebody who's done it to him previously. Kenneth, you have the subject back now with 24 seconds on enjoying myself, just that you look like now. Enjoying yourself, starting now.
Of course, this is a sensation.
Clement Foyle is challenged.
It's the third, of course.
I'm not going to give it on this occasion because he was really trying to get going and he was enjoying himself as well.
Oh.
And, so I won't give a
is
point.
Is that when you try to get going, it doesn't matter what you do?
I'm not going to give any new rulings. I'm just going to be generous.
This is fascinating.
How dare you challenge the chairman of the game? Blatant, isn't it? It's just blatant. I mean, we must have authority, Clement. You cannot fly in the face of authority.
Kenneth Williams was enjoying himself and the audience therefore enjoying themselves. I'm just not going to count anything for that and say he starts again and there are 23 seconds left starting now.
Well, of course... Oh.
Hey,
what it does, it inhibits people, you see. What he's done.
Yes.
He's done that.
Look, but the point is, if I can't give it to Clement Foyle, I can't give it to Andre Melly, who challenged him, so off you go again, Kenneth. 20 seconds left, starting now.
Throwing one's legs in the air on a wet lawn and lying in a bath perfumed, or standing in the sunlight at an open window, looking across to fields and smelling new mown.
So Kenneth really enjoyed himself, and we all did, and so he really, with everybody else's help, leapt forward there. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin, and the subject that Ian has selected for you is Tutankhamun, or as a lot of people pronounce it now, Tutankhamun. And I find it very difficult when you have to say Tutankhamun's tomb. It doesn't sound quite right. So, Tutankhamun, Tutankhamun, 60 seconds, starting now.
There was a letter in the paper about a taxi driver took a party of Americans on a journey, and when they got out, they said, "Where is the boy king and all the gold?" And...
Clement Foyle is challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Americans don't speak like that.
I know, but he was actually not doing, he didn't establish he was doing an impersonation. He established to me, he was saying what the Americans said.
Exactly, I mean, after all, giving a performance.
Exactly, and because if they'd been speaking, if they were Italians,
yes.
If they were Italians and he'd done it in Italian, it would have been very difficult, wouldn't it? Because he doesn't speak
him.
Italian.
Not for
yes,
him.
That's right, Nick.
No. So I disagree with the very tough but clever challenge, but there are 50 seconds for you on Tutankhamun, Kenneth, starting now.
And it transpired that they were at Tutankhamun because their... their expression, you see, was interpreted wrongly by the driver who thought they said Tutankhamun and took them
Derek
there.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation, they didn't say anything like that. They said, where is the... boy king.
Actually, you did at the beginning say, they got in and said, not with an American accent, but they said, will you take us to the boy king, or where is
the
boy king?
No, I didn't. I said they got out when he drove them there and said, where is the boy king? Because Tutankhamun had no sign of any boy king.
That's right.
Oh,
You're quite right. You did say that, Kenneth. It comes back to me now. So, therefore, you never established that they got in and said, take us to Toot and Coot.
Yeah.
So, there we are. Derek, I give the benefit
absolutely
of the doubt to him.
Right,
yes. Kenneth, you have the subject still, and there are 34 seconds left on Tutankhamun starting now.
Well, now let us revert to the more academic. Tutankhamun, of course, means living image of Amon, who in the Egyptian mythology is the king of all the gods.
Derek Nimmer has
tradition challenged of king.
This time I agree with Derek's challenge. He gains a point, and there are 23 seconds on Tutankhamun starting now.
The story of Tutankhamun is really rather a sad one, I think. Like most Spanish ladies, Carmen was particularly beautiful when she was young. But through eating a lot of fatty food, in particular fish fingers, she put on enormous amount.
You've challenged Kenneth. Why?
Deviation on a number of points.
Well, would you kind of give us one of those points, Dallas?
Because no matter how it sounds, Carmen is not on that card, no matter how it sounds.
Well, we've been through all this with our blues, Kenneth. We probably all know that Carmen is
it's
not.
It's one word, dearie, and he said Carmen.
But we have established it is how it sounds.
All right, don't sound like Tutankhamun. It just sounds like Carmen.
You've established it for us, but it doesn't sound like Tutankhamun.
Carmen doesn't sound like Tutankhamun.
Well, Carmen sounds like Carmen.
If it did, one would be continually mixed up between the opera and this boy king in Egypt. Everyone would wonder what they were watching.
Which is exactly what Derek has very cleverly or artfully, whichever way you look at it, done for us. So, you can't challenge on that, because if he wants to take the sounding to mean Tutankhamun, and they're all tooting at
all
Carmen.
All right, well, what's the tooting got to do with it, then?
Well, they were tooting at old Carmen, because she was blowing a few raspberries to the audience or something. Now, Derek has a point, because I disagree with the challenge, and there are 11 seconds on Tutankhamun or Tutankhamun starting now.
Actually, of course, as she came from Spain, it would be more accurate to give her weight in kilos.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Two actuallys, and
yes, she's already, I'm afraid, repetition. Yeah.
There's only one.
Would you like to take over for a minute, Kenneth? Clement, you have the subject, and there are 7 seconds left on Tutankhamun or Tutankhamun starting now.
When I went to this Glaswegian fun palace, my bumper car was number 210, and at the end of the allotted time...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation. Now, it's nothing to do with an Egyptian sun god. We've got Glasgow fun palaces, didn't we?
Tutankhamun.
And all this bumper car
Isn't it? Just a minute, Kenneth, you can keep quiet. Well, what is it, Clement?
My bumper car was number 210, and at the end of the allotted minute...
No, I will accept Tutankhamun and this Spanish lady Carmen, but I will not set
Tutankhamun.
210...
In Glasgow.
Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
But you didn't establish that the man had a Glaswegian. If you said Tutankhamun, you know, but you didn't put on the Glaswegian accent.
Because you kept interrupting me.
No. If you'd done it with a Glaswegian accent,
you already said
you don't
need to
say all of you.
You don't need to do it with an accent.
What accent you was using? Did you say it?
If you had established that the man was speaking... Shut up, Kenneth! If you had established that the man was speaking with a Glaswegian accent, I would have given it to you, but you didn't say he had a Glaswegian accent, therefore I give it to Kenneth, and he has half a second on Tutankhamun.
Why did Kenneth's one not have...
Shut up, you're an American accent! That's what I am. Kenneth Williams has a point and half a second to go, and I think we have to wind up after this half second, starting now!
18th dynasty in the Egyptian royal line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think there's only one thing to do, and that now is to wind up. At the end of this particular edition of Just a Minute, it was a very strange situation. Clement Freud, for once, and I can't remember it happening before, did finish up in fourth place. But he was only 1 point... Derek Nimmo led the applause then. He was only 1 point behind André Melle, who was 4 points behind Kenneth Williams, but none of them managed to overtake Derek Nimmo, who is once again this week's winner. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.